The 27-year-old man who allegedly set thousands of mink free is currently locked up in the Dane County Jail awaiting trial on federal charges. Peter Daniel Young faces 6 counts altogether. A couple dozen supporters from various animal rights groups came to the federal court arraignment. One of them was Marianne Svem of Beloit.
I saw him for the first time today. I didn't know who he was. I've never met him. I'm not associated with ELF, I will tell you that. Not that I'm denying that I wouldn't be. I just am not.
ELF stands for Animal Liberation Front. Young was supposedly part of this group when he allegedly let mink loose 8 years ago at fur farms in 3 Midwestern states. His defense attorney, Chris Kelly, says authorities are charging Young with animal terrorism to send a message to other activists.
Terrorism has obviously become a scare word or a buzzword since 9/11. Terrorism is generally defined as a violent attack upon a civilian population for political purposes, and that's not what's described in this case.
FBI agent Mike Johnson disagrees. He says terrorism is not limited to humans being physically injured.
The individual farmers who rely on the farming for their livelihood were injured to the extent that they lost their animals and that there is definitely an economic loss to them.
An animal activist who prosecutors say helped Young in his raids on mink farms has already been convicted and has served 2 years. Young faces more than 80 years prison if given the maximum sentence. Shimmy Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.